Just making sure, since I've barely started, I want to make sure I could afford it right now, because I'm trying to invest a lot on my business, but at the same time I want to be smart with it, so if that makes sense.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Oh, and here's
hi,
Sean to
Claire.
apply the rate for me. Hang on just a moment.
Eric.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Eric. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good.
How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy day today. Good problem, I guess. I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to help with the pricing structure. She's requesting a new in business credit for you. And we have a rate that's a little more affordable, for businesses that are just getting started. But did you have any questions for me, like about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, how does it work? If you could explain a little
Yeah.
detail.
So if you've ever like pretend to be one of your customers and just if you pull out your smartphone and you type in handyman or a handyman near me, there's a map that'll pop up, and then there's a list of three guys on that map. It'll have like their name, address, phone number, link to their website, their reviews on there. Does that ring a bell? Have you ever seen that before? Okay. Yes. So that's where we're talking about placing you. Our company, Local Splash, we're a premier Google partner. So we're right next to Google here. We've been doing this for 20 years. And basically when a position opens up, Google will tell us like the industry and area, and then they give us a list of the companies that they feel are qualified. And then my reps, kind of like Tara that you were talking to, our job is to kind of go down the list and find the company to fill that spot. And then obviously once we fill that position, we close out the category and we try to drive as much traffic and job opportunities to them each month with tools that we have, like Google Analytics, that lets us see like what your customers are searching most in the area and things like that, in order to retain you. You know, Google's goal is to have a multiple, you know, reoccurring pipelines of revenue with the business owners across the United States. That's pretty much how they've built up their monopoly over the last 28 years since they were founded in 1996. Yeah, that was a very in-depth answer, but yeah, the placement just works by us. Obviously, once we start working with you, we do what's called a Google verification, and then we get into the back end of your business's Google profile, and we do a form of optimization to move you up to that first page for the individual services that you offer. And then if anybody is in your area and they type in one of those services, like Handyman as an example, you'll be able to see yourself as a top option to be contacted by that potential prospect. Does that
That
kind of
makes
make
sense.
sense?
For sure.
So the major benefit to you in this call is that we have an opening for your area. You know, the last time we had an opening in your area was about 14 months ago. So it's not very common that we have the first page placement, but they are highly sought after because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they actually pick from these guys next to the map here.
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you.
So in essence, we're talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to make their decision when they're looking for a handyman.
But that handyman is just an example, right?
Yeah, it's just an example, right? So if there's like a niche that you want to focus on, whether you build additions, kitchens, cabinets, things like that, we'll be able to highlight your specific services as long as it falls within the handyman category.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So we fully customize it to your business so that way the calls that come in are qualified. They have to type in the specific services that you're requesting to be found for or keywords.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. I was just wondering if I could get a quote, I don't know, or some type of like how much it would be a month, because I know you guys charge a month. And if honestly, if that works better than Angie Leads, because I'm right now, I already had like a setup thing with Angie Leads to help me find jobs, but I'm just trying to figure stuff out for my business just because I'm barely starting. So, you know, it's like very hard to like say yes to things.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Right, just for the financial reasons.
Right. Well, I've been doing this for 12 years. And when I first started here, Angie's List was called Service Magic. They're part of Home Advisor. And Home Advisor mm-hmm. was Service Magic. And I can't tell you how many people I've worked with who have used that service. And they always tell me that they like being on the first page of Google a lot better just because you don't have to pay per lead. And the people are able to, the customers are able to call you directly as a live call. So you get like live calls from your potential prospects in real time at the moment they're actually looking for the help. And so usually...
I'm actually very interested in that. I prefer that than paying every lead because every lead is just gonna pile up at the end of the day.
Right.
So if you could let me know as soon as possible, like how much it would be because I gotta.
If you want to sign up with us today, it's normally $4.99, but I can reduce the rate by 50% with the new in business credit. So it'd be $249 exactly, and that'll cover your whole first month of service.
$200, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds very nice. When can I give you a response, like, and if I could contact you, like, I don't know, just really need to, like, think this through right now.
Gotcha. Again, we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google. Google doesn't call the general public. They just kind of create a list, and then they give the list to my reps like Tara. So I don't actually know when the spot will fill. Usually a position like this or of this magnitude fills within 2 to 3 phone calls. But they basically just go out on that list and they just kind of call down until somebody fills it. Once one of these business owners fills that spot, we close it out. So we can't work with any other guys in the handyman category for this area until another spot opens up again.
Which
could be another
14
months.
You said $2.99 for this month?
Well, no, that would be as long as you're with us. So you'll keep that deal.
Oh.
It won't go back up on you next month. It'll just stay that rate month to month for as long as you're with us.
And is this like, this will retain my phone number, and what else would it retain?
Yeah, it'll have your phone number, your reviews, your website. The website is a part of the service, so we'll actually build you your own .com site with our graphic design team here in-house. And we'll host it, and that'll be attached to the placement as well. So they'll actually see your business name, address, phone number, a link to your website, and your reviews.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I'd love to give you an answer right now. Right now I'm at work, though, and I need to help out in a little bit. So can I call you back in like...
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, if it was something that you want to give a shot, but you're short on time, I can actually create the account and secure that position for you. It'll only take about 2 minutes of your time just to create the profile and submit it to Google for the placement. Mm-hmm. And then we would have to do a client interview later today or tomorrow at a time that works best for you. And that's when we'll do like a lot of the customization of the website, you know, the services you offer and the service area that you want to target with the campaign.
Yeah, for sure. Can we make that count right now?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and secure it, I'll create the profile for you. So on the first page of Google, Eric, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 602-526-1082?
Yes, yep.
Okay, and Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business. So even if you leave us, you'll still be Google verified because of this. What's the street address that I could send that PIN to?
The street address is 5551 West Earl Drive.
Okay, and that's Phoenix 85031?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Eric?
My last name is Garcia.
Okay. And are you the sole owner?
Yeah, I'm the only owner, too.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that we applied. I'll also send you access to a tracking system and your form for Google verification. What's the email address that I could send that to?
Yeah, you could send it to erickgg429@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have it as erickgg429@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So I got the business profile created. How did you want to secure your first month's payment of the
$299? Secure it. I have a credit card.
Okay. Is it under your business name, your name, or both?
Both.
Okay. So Eric Garcia, and then 3GG Remodeling ELCE.
And this is not a for sure answer, right? This is just to secure the spot?
Well, this would secure you the spot for the first month. So you sign up today at $299, you're just committing to 1 month of service. So between today, the 6th of June, to July 6th. So we'll actually create your profile, secure that spot, do your Google verification, start working on your website, we'll purchase the domain name for your site.
It's because I would want to cancel with Angie Leeds because I'm going to be stacked on, like, stuff that I need to invest in, you know?
And yeah, I mean, you could still do that.
I'm already investing. Yeah.
Yeah, just because you sign up and put yourself on the first page of Google doesn't mean that you can't, like, leave Home Advisor by Angie's List if you don't want to. We're not affiliated with them in any way, so... If you
want to continue
to use that or discontinue it, that's at your own discretion.
Yeah. That's what I'm still debating, and it's kind of like in a short I have to let you know in a short notice. So
yeah.
The
only way to really know definitively what's going to be best for your business, it sounds crazy, but the only way to really know is to give it a shot.
To do it.
To do it. And then the same thing with, like, having a website built and all the other things that we do for you outside of just the first page placement is going to, I mean, just the first page placement alone will outperform Home Advisor. I'm pretty sure within the first month you'll have a pretty definitive answer and you'll probably leave Home Advisor and just let people call you directly off the first page of Google. Because like I mentioned earlier, we don't have those lead fees. And so,
And you guys only had these spots open for a little bit, huh? Until someone leaves it open.
Right, but you have to think that's what makes it so valuable is that you can't have 100 guys in your area that do what you do. There's only 3.
Yeah, if you want, I'm actually interested just because I don't want to pay the leads, to be honest.
Yeah, you're going to love it. Like I said.
I don't even have time to, like, even make my own, like, to invest in my website, so like if you think it's gonna really help, I don't know, I just want an honest opinion, like, if you think, like, you guys will, like, increase my, like, get people to invest in me, kind of like to get jobs and stuff. I don't
100%.
Know
100% Yeah, so if you do your research as a business owner and just look up, like, which forms of advertisement are the most profitable, Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Just that we're doing Google advertising. You have a first page placement within your community for your services. So now you're going from not even existing on from somebody who just wanted to look you up and look at your reviews to now you're up there and you're top recommended for people who are just doing a general search for your services. Like, they don't even know you exist.
Yeah.
They're just looking for help for what you do. So it'll definitely drive traffic and you'll see significant increases, and the kind of work that you do, you know, the first job we get you is going to offset the cost of it.
Yeah, for sure. Can I give you my card information?
Yeah, I'm ready whenever you are.
And I also had one more question. Let me, I had it on top of my head. Well, this is just for handyman. work, or can you put me as general contractor?
No, so you're actually in a general contractor category with same thing with handyman.
Okay.
So handyman and GCs are basically the same. We just like to label it as handyman in case you guys wanted to do other things. Like if you said, oh, you know, if the client needs help with this appliance repair while we happen to be doing the contracting, or they need us to put the fridge in after we remodel the kitchen, or you're just taking on calls generally for that, you know, we have the versatility to list you for all those different keywords. So it's not just that you're going to be posted for the keyword general contractor or the keyword handyman. I'm sure those will probably both be ones that you want to use because they're high traffic. But those ones are also kind of vague. And we want to list you specifically, too, for specific services. So we give you 15 different ones. We'll have recommendations ready for you during your client interview, but you have final say on everything. So if you just go, hey, you know, this is all I want to focus on, this is what I do, and this is my niche, then we'll be able to customize the campaign so that way your calls are qualified, or the calls you're receiving are qualified opportunities.
Right. I'm very interested. Do you think I could lock it in right now? And then get the interview another day?
Yeah, I'm going to schedule the client interview with you right after this, and then I'm going to also send you everything in writing while I have you on the phone right now, too, as well as your Google verification form. So I just got to take it off the board. That way I can get these guys to, like, stop calling in this area, and I want them to offer it to another contractor. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, the card number is 4246. 3154 07675899.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Month is 05.
Oh, fine.
And the year is 2929.
Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah. 930.
Okay. All right. Bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to get you the service agreement in writing. There's also a tracking system that you'll have access to as well. It comes in the form of a downloadable app, and it'll allow you to oversee everything we're doing for you, and it helps you keep track of your clients, too. So if you're missing calls, it'll, like, save their information. You could also request Google reviews through the app. It'll send them, like, a little link to your Google business profile to leave that star rating and write a review, and that'll help us kind of build up the reputation as we go, so the new clients come in. Do you have like, a crew there to help you, Eric, or is it just you?
I have a small crew, but I kind of want to do subcontracting.
Oh, okay, yeah. I actually have a client who just subcontracts all his leads. So he basically just answers the phone, and then he has, like, a group of guys that'll go out and operate under his name on, like, roofing jobs, and he just kind of gives them the work. So all he does is, like, schedule it out, and then if those guys are booked, he has, like, a couple other companies in the area where he'll give them, like, a rough quote, and then he'll hand it off to the other roofing contractors. And he makes pretty good money like that, actually, with roofing jobs.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to lean towards, and then I kind of want to specialize in other stuff, too, but mostly that. I want to start working like that. I just want to get quotes and try my best to just, because I'm not the best at the infield. I know once you get to this level, you got to specialize in something, and I know a lot of things, just that I don't specialize in
1%
in a lot of things.
That's also good if you have the resources, because at the end of the day, the homeowner just doesn't have the resources. And if you're like, hey, I know this roof is going to cost you about this much, and I also have a guy that'll be able to do it, you know, you don't have to necessarily word it that way, but that's an advantage in its own. You know, if you have a specialist that you can work with on flooring, on roofing, on siding, on building additions, you know, if you have a guy that, you know, specializes in electricity for these kind of jobs, and maybe they need to lay down wiring or lay down plumbing, you know, that's a huge advantage, because you'll have so many different companies that you'll be able to kind of utilize and subcontract to, if that's your game plan, because you're in that general contractor category. So, I did have your client.
And it said
that there was a CVV2 CID fail. So this could be one of two things. So it could be the billing address that we're sending your Google PIN is not the same as our, the street address that we're sending your Google PIN might not be the same as your billing address, or we got the month, year, and security code wrong on the card. So
it might not be the card number that might be wrong.
Yeah, it could be that we got the card number, the expiration date, month, and year, or the code wrong.
You want to try it again?
Sure. You want to repeat it back to me, and then I'll implement it here.
Yeah, okay. It's the card number is 4-2-4-6-3-1-5-4-0-7-6-7-5-8-9. Nine.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
Is 0529.
529. And then three-digit code on the back?
930.
Oh, I think it was that, because I had 430 on here.
Oh.
Okay, so it must have been.
Yeah, I don't know if I said a four.
It's okay. It's okay. It happens. So I'm going to process this. When the payment clears, you're going to get everything in writing. You're also going to get a form for Google verification, and you'll get your login credentials for your account dashboard and tracking system. So I'm going to hang on the line with you while those come in. Actually, while we're waiting for those to come in, let's schedule your client interview. Usually the client interviews, they take about 30 to 40 minutes when we have to build the website too. We do ask for an hour window, though, in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do your client interview?
Is there any time later today that I could do it?
Yeah, yeah, preferably. I can do,
okay.
I have a 1 to 2 Pacific Standard available.
I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's in my timing. I don't know.
Arizona, part of it is in CT, and then another part is in Pacific Standard Time. But Phoenix is Pacific Standard Time usually. So you guys, it should be 10:18 there right now, right?
Yes, sir. It is.
Yeah, we're in the same time zone. So, that would be between 1 to 2 o'clock today.
What's the latest you guys could do if that? If you guys could do later.
Yeah, that's actually the latest. Like, we usually can do from 2 to 3 and 3 to 4, but they're booked to their maximum capacity for other listings, or because of other listings.
Oh,
so today, 1 to 2 would be the latest. I could do, like, 11 to 12 also, if you wanted to do earlier. Other than that, we'd have to do between 7 and 4 tomorrow if we can't do those two.
7... Like 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Yeah, we work 7 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Ooh. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going on a camping trip. I don't know if I'll have...
Oh, lucky.
yeah.
I need to be...
I'm going to a retreat with my church.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I used to do that with Chapel in Southern California.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love those mystery.
I think my brother was out in a camp in California too one time, and he volunteered, and they paid for all his things, and he just, you know, he was handling the camping area over there in California in Santa Cruz, I think it was.
Oh yeah,
he was
by
there.
Santa Cruz is a really nice one, actually. It's a really nice beach town. It's kind of like more central. We're in SoCal, so we're by like the Irvine Google Building one. We're right next door to them.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of like the beach cities, but south.
Yeah. I'll do 1 to 2.
1 to 2 today?
I'll
okay.
do 1 to 2. I'll try to get available right now. 1 to 2.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll schedule a client interview, like an appointment, and I'll send you a calendar invitation to the appointment. So, and then they're going to text you 1 hour before as well. So about 12. If something pops up,
mm-hmm.
and you know by 12 o'clock, like, hey, I actually can't make that 1 to 2 appointment, just shoot me a text back or reply to that text that comes through, and then I can reschedule it. Like, I'll call you back, and we could reschedule it. But we do want to get it done as soon as possible. especially before the end of tomorrow. So that way we can, like, over the weekend, they could still work on the website and actually build the website, even if it's outside of our regular business hours.
Right.
Yeah.
So where do I go to schedule it?
I'm scheduling it right now. I'm going to actually send you the calendar invitation, and then they'll text you at 12.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay.
And then
I don't need to fill nothing out right now, right?
Well, there is a Google verification form, and there's also your subscription terms. So let me just show you those, and then I'll let you get back to work. I know you're kind of busy right now, but I just want you to know what these are. There's a text in there that'll say, like, Eric, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it says, like, please click here. Okay. So if you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement there in writing. So every product and feature that we're providing for your business, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom it does ask you to sign off on it. So the initial term of the service agreement will be charged today at the discounted price of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. So you're getting our best package. I've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I waived the setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. It is set up to automatically renew. We're not manually processing your payment each month, so it's going to automatically renew on the sixth day of each month at $299. And then it says in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel at any time if you're ever unhappy with the service. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is you just let us know before the next billing's due if you are going to discontinue, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
I agree to it?
Well, yeah, that's a verbal. So that was a over-the-phone verification, and then obviously you got to sign off on it there. And then, like I said, you know, the client interview is going to be between 1 and 2, and we'll walk you through everything. So I know it probably seems overwhelming right now because you're at work and everything's happening so fast, but just sign off on that, and then we'll follow up with you between 1 and 2, and we'll walk you through the setup process, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, too, so that way you could call me directly. And then we have a 24-7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1 if it's on the weekends.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to work, and we'll circle back with you at 1 for your client interview.
Did you see me sign up? I had one question.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know if I already signed it.
It usually takes a second to come through. When you sign the subscription terms, it'll take you to a login page for, like, username and password.
Yeah.
Is that what you're seeing now?
Give me a second.
Okay.
I just clicked on something.
No, it's
just
okay.
It's a relevant ad in DBA Local / terms conditions.
Yeah, that's the subscription terms. And then it should have everything in writing there with the pricing structure, everything with the website, everything we're doing for you. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. Like, there's like a little box that you click on and you just type out your first and last name.
Oh, that's where I was at, but it doesn't like say enter or nothing.
Yeah, there's usually an orange box where you can hit confirm signature.
Let me check it real quick. Nope, not getting. I see my name and then the date signature. Mm-hmm. I put my name already.
Oh, you've already signed it if you already put your name in there and hit continue. So I just got to hit refresh here. Or if you hit confirm. Yeah, but it's not saying. Usually it gives us a little notification, like subscription terms are signed or not signed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even letting me. It's not, I already put, I agreed to receive SMS messages sent to my phone.
Yep.
And then I put my name on it and then the date.
Yeah, the date should be in there automatically. And then usually you can hit confirm signature, it's like an orange button.
I think it's just not letting me scroll up.
Uh-oh. That's not good. Oh, I've had this happen actually recently with one of my clients because he was on his iPhone. He was trying to tell me, like, his iPhone was allowing him to slide all the way up to hit confirm. Yeah, here, let me see what's going on. Yeah, it's not saying it's signed yet. Yeah, usually there's a little orange box, and it'll say sign next to it, and it's like, click here and type your name exactly as you see it above. Oh, you know what? It looks like your name is spelled with just E-R-I-C on this one.
Yeah, on the signature it says E-R-I-C Garcia, but my I just spelled my name and it says E-R-I-C-K. Like, that's how you actually spell it. So I think...
Yeah.
I don't know if you
okay.
to me.
No, I'm gonna resend it to you because it needs to be updated with your actual proper spelling. So let me... And that's why it's not accepting it or giving you the option to confirm the signature is because the name doesn't match.
Okay, cool. Let's try it again.
Yeah, I'm going to resend it to you now. Sorry about that. It's making it take longer than it should have.
No worries. Let's see. Okay, yeah, my name is spelled right there.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, and then if you type it in, and then there's that little orange box next to the date, it'll say confirm signature. And then there's a hard copy of this also sent to your email. So every text you get is also sent to your email as well.
I don't know what's going on. I still can't. Oh, it just sent me to username and password. I'm that local splash username and password. I don't know if that means I sent it. Hello?
Oh, I accidentally muted myself. There we go. Sorry. Hello? No, the username and password means that you signed it. So I have confirmation on my end that you signed it. And then you'll have that login credentials. If you go to your text, there's another one in there. It'll say, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. The username's your phone number, and the password is run success. And you could change the UN and password to whatever you like once you log into it. It's going to be pretty blank, though, until we got, like, that pin in the mail and your client interview done and actually have you listed in receiving calls. But it's good to get familiar with that tracking system. There's also a link to the downloadable app that's going to be emailed to you, and there's a YouTube video that'll show you how to use the tracking system.
Okay, cool. You said Run Success?
Yeah, Run Success. RUNSUCCESS.
Okay, yeah, I see that. It's pretty empty.
Pretty blank. Yeah, it's pretty empty. We'll fill it up, but this is a good way to track all your leads. So it'll tell you, like, oh, these are your Facebook leads. These are your Google leads. You know, here's your website. You can request reviews from clients in there. So the YouTube video will actually show you how to use it. And then it's also a lot easier to use from the app version. So they'll send you the link to be able to download that app. And that'll make your life a lot easier, too, because you'll have everything in, like, one centralized hub instead of having to, like, copy the link, log in, you know, and then go through each individual one on the PC format on your phone.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Will you send me that link right now, or?
Yeah, it's going to come automatically. So it's an automation. It's going to come via email. So it will come through here in just a bit. But right now, you're good to go. Like, you've already signed the subscription terms. The other thing that you want to focus on is just that Google verification form. So you'll see another form in there that says url.localsplash.com/Google. The text starts out as, like, Eric, to get your Google business profile verified. Well, it says Local Splash, actually, is the first thing it says. And then it says, Eric, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. It has your name spelled wrong. It says E-R-I-C.
So do I just log into Google?
No. So that one is your, there's a form that you got to fill out. Here, I'll just send you the link by itself. It's because it's kind of in one of these paragraph text messages, and you got a lot of text messages. Here, let me just send you the link by itself. And you could just click on it. And so this form, you fill it out. So it's going to ask you for any like license or insurance that you might have, photo of the workplace, work vehicle with license plate. It'll have a little star next to the ones that are required. If you're missing anything that's like required, sometimes Google can't just verify you with this form and the PIN alone. So then you have to check that little box at the bottom. And what I'll do is I'll get my representative from across the street, Kyle, and we'll three-way call you and just verify your listing over the phone. But it is a video call. It's like almost like a FaceTime thing.
Okay.
Okay. So that's only if you're missing those things. If you have those things, then just fill out the form. It's pretty easy. Like when it asks you for your license, you literally just hit upload, and then if you're on a mobile device, it'll flip around to the camera, and you can just snap a picture of your paperwork.
And that's for the Google one?
Yeah, that's for your Google verification. So that's that last link that I just sent you.
I'm trying to... okay, give me a second. I don't think I'm even on it right now.
Okay. It should say, like, url.localsplash.com/Google. And then it'll say, like, Local Splash Google Verification once you click on it.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah. I got it'll the email. Say, like, I think I'm just having trouble. Oh, okay. I see now. Okay.
It says Google verification. Yeah, it's pretty easy. You just fill it out. Like it says email, your name, your phone number, company name, and then it'll ask for like tools and equipment, work vehicle, license, insurance, business card, things like that. And at the very last part of it, like the last question, it says sometimes Google can't verify you if there's not enough information submitted in this form. In those cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with the Google representative. And then it asks if you're open to that. So you want to make sure you check yes to that one and then try to fill this out as much as you can.
Right. I had one question. Do I have to be insured right now? Because I'm not insured right now since I recently got my license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not required. So if you look at like the section where it says upload business license and or insurance, just put your license in there. But it doesn't have like that little red tab there, like the little red star. So it's not really like it's just optional, like if you have it or if you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Latina, Latina.
So we'll still be able to proceed, Eric. You'll still be good. Like I said, if you're missing any of this, we're not going to let it stop us from getting you Google verified. We'll literally just do the three-way video call and verify you. But we still want you to send in everything that you do have.
Yeah, okay. It's asking me to upload pictures of tools and equipment which you're using to carry out your work.
Yeah.
I just have my truck with me. I don't have nothing like that, like my tools.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, you want to do the best you can. Like I've had guys send in just a picture of their car or like the job site that they're on, or I've had them like take a picture of their garage, like, oh, I usually work in the garage, and like the garage door's shut. You know, like it's fine. You just want to send in a photo because they understand that in your industry, you're going to the customers most of the time anyway. They're not coming to you. So your job and your tools and equipment are going to change based off of that on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So they just want you to send in something in general. The idea here is just to verify that you're a real person trying to run a real business rather than just like, a fly-by-night kind of, made up scenario where they're giving customers like not an actual business that'll be able to help them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just want to verify that you're real, by you interacting and fill out the form, it lets them know there's a real human being on the other end that's focused on this. And then, like I said, if you're missing anything, we just do the video verification too, and then they could see your face. That's another option. So. That concludes our initial setup. Yeah. Like I said, you're basically good to go. Just try to be available for that client interview between 1 and 2. Like I said, they're going to text you in about an hour and a half. Just as a reminder, if anything changes, let us know. I also sent you my direct number and extension. And as I mentioned, we have 24/7 customer service. So if you feel like you're missing anything or you feel overwhelmed, just call in. Like we'll walk you through it and make sure it's working for you. So that way, we can see you come back each month.
Oh, sounds good.
All right, Eric. Well, thank you for signing up.
I'll get that filled out as soon as possible.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, you're already kind of ahead of the curve. Some of these guys, they take 2 to 3 days to get everything back. So the fact that you've already signed your subscription terms, already opened up that Google verification form, you're ahead of pace. Like, you're going to be fine. I can tell you're going to be fine. So have no doubts. I'll let you get back to work, and then we'll circle back with you here shortly, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.